My name is P.K. Pinkerton, Private Eye. I was born in Hard Luck near Mount Disappointment just over 12 years ago. I reckon that pretty much sums up my short and miserable life, which is anyways soon about to end. A few months ago, I decided to become a detective. That, and my thorn, is what got me in the predicament I am in today. By thorn, I mean the fact that people confound me. By predicament, I mean the fact that I am lost in a blizzard somewhere in the Nevada desert. I have found some shelter, so I will write out my last will and testament before I die of starvation and or cold. Last will and testament of me, P.K. Pinkerton, Private Eye. To my business partner, Ping. I leave my office, my disguises, and all the money in my strongbox at Wells Fargo and Company. To Miss B. Bloomfield, I leave my bug collection, my button collection, and my big tobacco collection. To Mr. Sam Clemens, I leave my Smith & Wesson 7-shooter, which used to be his anyways. To Mr. Jason Francis Montgomery, a.k.a. Poker Face Jace, I leave my 3 feet in the collar silver mine, and also my Indian medicine bag and its contents, including my original Paws Pinkerton Railroad Detective button. I leave those things as a personal memento, even though Jace no longer cares about me and probably will not want them. Signed, P.K. Pinkerton, Private Eye. On this day of our Lord, Sunday, December 7th, 1862. While I still have the strength to hold my pencil, I reckon I should also leave an account of what happened, in case they ever find my frozen body. It all started last month in Virginia City, when I solved the murder of Miss Sally Sampson and brought her killer to justice. Miss Sally was a soiled dove with a little place on D Street. She was real popular, especially with the miners and volunteer firemen. After I caught her killer and avenged her death, I became real popular too. People flocked to my detective agency. Some people asked me to find lost dividends or necklaces or to investigate their partners. But most of the jobs were what I call romantic jobs. My clients were mainly miners who wanted me to shadow ladies they liked. As there are only 2 women for every dozen men in these parts, business was brisk. At first, I thought this was good. One day, I hoped to join my pa, Robert Pinkerton, at the detective agency founded by my Uncle Alan. Because my pa and uncle have not met me yet, and because I am a half-Sioux misfit, I wanted to become the best detective I can before going to Chicago. Now, I was getting lots of experience. I was so busy that my Chinese friend, Ping, abandoned a promising apprenticeship with Mr. Isaiah Coffin, the photographer who works next door. Ping moved into my narrow office and took charge of my desk and made me sit at the back of my store, behind the wooden counter where Saul Bloomfield once sold his many and varied tobacco products. Every time a client came into my office, Ping would take their details and a cash money deposit, and then send them on back to me. Ping said I was lucky to have him as a business partner because he was better with money than me. Ping is right. I am clever about some things, but foolish about others. For example, I can do any sum in my head, but I am no good at budgeting or bargaining. I can identify over 100 types of tobacco, but sometimes I do not recognize a person I met the day before. I can remember a pack of cards in the order they were dealt, but I have to make up strange pictures in my head to do so. Then, there is my thorn. I cannot easily tell what people are thinking, though I learned some tricks from my friend Poker Face Jace before he renounced me. Did I mention my foibles and eccentricities? One of my foibles is that loud noises hurt my ears, but some music entrances me. One of my eccentricities is that sometimes I get overwhelmed by people, and as a result, I need to be on my own. That was the worst thing about Ping being my pard. He moved in with me. The bedchamber at the back of my office is tiny, with only one window and no door. With Ping there, I hardly had space to breathe. Even when I was on a case, I was not alone. Virginia City is getting more and more crowded every day. If a miner hired me to spy on his favorite saloon girl, I had to endure crowded saloons with people shouting and smoking and spitting. If a barkeep asked me to spy on his seamstress lady love, I got jostled by bankers, miners, and mule skinners as I lingered on the boardwalk, waiting to see who might call. I did not mind the noise so much. I can always plug my ears with lint. It was the never being on my own that got to me. It was enough to give a person the mully grubs.